Well, you know, Stretch, before I start, I have to pay homage to you because you've been such a role model, and you've been a hero of mine, and you've been a trendsetter. So I want to take this moment first to say, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I want to thank him for allowing me to be with you on your fine program
Ah,
today,
that's so nice.
which is an institution in this city, not just in the Black and West Indian community, but in the Montreal broadcasting community. Now, your 3+ decades as
Yes.
host of West Indian Rhythms have paved the way for other Black broadcasters like myself
Whoa.
and
Oh, you're
peers.
gonna make me cry, man.
Let me finish. And colleagues to do our thing and get on. Now, West Indian Rhythms has been a gateway in the city to Caribbean culture as a whole. Pioneers like yourself, and even before you, Leon the Fox, Pat Dillon, Peter Anthony Holder, you all set the bar for all of us. Stretch, you've been a unifying factor in the West Indian community as a Jamaican man playing music and curating art from all of the islands in the Caribbean. And on a larger scale, you've been a symbol of unity for the Black community as a whole in Montreal. Now, you've also been a symbol of pride, perseverance, dignity, and strength. And you've entertained us, including myself, for decades. I appreciate you, as I'm sure thousands who listen to you as well on CKUT 90.3 every Saturday faithfully at 4 p.m. sharp. Now, when you decide, if you ever decide to stop doing this, you shall be missed, as will your electric spirit of positivity. So I want to thank you, yourself, DJ Nicholas. It's a pleasure and privilege to be on one of the finest programs the city has ever produced, West Indian Rhythms, today. Stretch, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. But you know, folks, this is why I didn't want to do the first part. I had it written out here. It's in my thing to talk to him about that. Because this guy, I'll tell you, he is somebody that I listen to whenever I get the chance. He's one of the finest broadcasters. You know, like when you're reading a good book, once you start to read, you can't put the book down. Well, Duke Eatman is the equivalent in broadcasting. And once you start to listen, you can't change the channel. You become mesmerized with his story. This is what I'm telling you. And you, Duke, you're gonna make me cry. You know what I mean? I mean,
Stretch, I stand on the shoulders of giants, and you are a giant.
Oh my God. I
In
thank you, my
2020,
friend.
it's my pleasure, Stretch.